One of the difficulties in the central nervous system with ATP-mediated synaptic transmission is that it is pathetically small in magnitude. So when Francis Edwards first described it in the 1992 paper in the medial habenula, this is a great advance. But in order to see the ATP component, you have to block all the glutamate component. And the ATP component is usually typically less than 5% of amplitude of the glutamate component. And the same has been shown to be true virtually everywhere else in the central nervous system where ATP is proposed to be a direct synaptic transmitter. So in strictly electrical terms, it's very hard to know what this tiny current is doing. So you can show it. You can block all the glutamate component. You can block the NMDA receptors. You can block the AMPA and the kainate receptors. And there is a bit left, which is mediated by ATP. But it's very hard to get excited about it. And that's in clear distinction to transmission from a nerve to the vas deferens or a nerve to the blood vessel, where the electric current is huge, and it clearly is the substance that's driving the postsynaptic response. So I think that the ATP receptors at the synapse probably have a slightly different role from just allowing electric current to flow. And of course, the role that we're all testing at the moment is that their high calcium permeability may allow calcium ions to go in through the activated P2X receptor. And if that calcium is delivered inside the postsynaptic cell at exactly the right position, then it will have downstream effects on signaling through other mediators such as glutamate. It's similar in a way to NMDA receptors. NMDA receptors allow calcium to go through. As a result of that, glutamate receptor signaling is enhanced, and this is what gives rise to long-term potentiation, or LTP. It may well be that ATP acting through P2X receptors signals by virtue of the calcium going in, whereas our previous thinking had always been it signals by virtue of the big current and the depolarization and the EPSP. That now seems to be unlikely.